From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Scientists have found a genetic explanation for why a blood cancer has devastating effects on a patient's bones. Armed with this knowledge, the researchers have begun producing drugs that prevent the bone damage and prolong patients' lives. Doctors have been saying for years that genetics has the potential to revolutionize cancer treatment. As NPR's Joe Palca reports, now that promise is being realized.
Multiple myeloma is a cancer of white blood cells. In this case, it's the kind of white blood cells that live in bone marrow. As the disease progresses, the bones themselves get sick. They get weak and break easily. John Shaughnessy studies multiple myeloma at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences in Little Rock. Shaughnessy says cancers can occur when genes are produced, or as scientists say, expressed, in the wrong amounts. So he studied a group of 173 patients with newly diagnosed multiple myeloma.
What we wanted to do was to use a new technology called gene expression profiling that allows us to look at the levels of expression of all human genes in a single experiment and try to identify patterns that would distinguish those with the bone disease and those without bone disease.
Using gene expression profiling, Shaughnessy and his colleagues found a consistent pattern. Patients with bone disease were making too much of a particular molecule.
Basically, what we found is that this molecule paralyzes and disables and even kills off the bone-forming cells in multiple myeloma patients.
The molecule is made by a gene called DKK1. Shaughnessy says he and his colleagues have already begun work on therapies that target DKK1.
We should have some very significant progress in trying to prevent this molecule from wreaking its havoc in the next year or two.
Although cancer has a way of squashing optimistic predictions. Still, scientists are convinced that the techniques used to find DKK1 will have a positive effect on medical practice. For example, researchers have recently used gene expression profiles to predict whether women who've had breast cancer will have a recurrence of their disease sometime down the road. The research was a collaboration between a company called Genomic Health and the cancer study group known as NSABP. Norman Walmark heads NSABP. He says now doctors use factors like the size of a tumor or a patient's age to decide whether to subject a patient to intensive chemotherapy. Walmark says these factors aren't very good predictors. The genetic test should be an improvement.
What it does, it provides a more accurate indication of risk of developing a distant treatment failure. And with that, I think one can have a far more rational approach to make the decision as to whether to treat with additional chemotherapy or not to treat.
Walmark says the new test could be available to the public as early as next year. There is a downside to this new world of genetic medicine. It will be expensive. New England Journal of Medicine editor Jeffrey Drazen admits that. Drazen's journal has published numerous studies lately showing the promise of these new techniques for improving medical practice, including the one on bone damage and multiple myeloma. But Drazen argues costs will ultimately come down.
As we agree on what really works and the technology is refined to be able to pick out a pattern and to show its expression profile, it can be done at actually fairly low cost.
Drazen sees a day when genetic tests are as inexpensive and possibly as common as a routine blood test is today. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.